and welcome to On Europe's review of Semi-Final 2's jury final that took place on Wednesday night. This is where, as you know, the national juries sit down and vote for their favourites, so here's some of mine. There's only one place to start this review, and it's with Saint Achille Lauro, or God in a Diamante Stetson, as I wish I could call him to his face. This man is definitely not singing all the right notes in the right order, but who cares when you actually ooze showbiz from every single pore and show most of them on stage. His rodeo ball now has the addition of some tassels because, hell, why not? And last night, he turned up the rock to 15 and was brilliant. The song, though, is hideous, but who cares? It needs a wider audience on Saturday night. You know what to do. Sweden were brilliant. This is clearly a default answer to the question, who's going to win, Phil? As Sweden is every year. But Cornelia finally got through a performance unhindered by technical problems. It was assured and effortless, exactly the things you need to be. Poland was in full-on emotion mode on Wednesday. He still looks like the man from The Prue in his suit though, but that's no bad thing when you sing this song and wring out every emotion. I also find myself liking Estonia quite a lot more than I should do as well. I think I now like the paired back performance of Stefan on a large stage singing, or rather mumbling, his way through a song. Diction though is what's needed here, because instead of mumbling the first verse into the microphone, you need people to hear it. I do wish he brought his two gringos with him though. Brooke from Ireland was excellent. This is a proper slice of the pop cake served up on a plate for the juries and the televoters. She's been improving all week and it finally clicked. She's got everything including a damn good song and this has improved immeasurably from the Late Late Show. I really didn't like the Cypriot song and I expect it to struggle. Her voice is so thin and wispy and the staging is so overdone that it melts into the background. Australia is another one that grates. I just can't get it out of my head that Sheldon is just whinging for 3 minutes straight, no pun intended, about being different when he really isn't. I know life's been hard, love, but it's been hard for everyone. The Rasmus are also looking doomeder than a doomed thing. I don't get why they're singing dressed like angry wasps, and what's with all the balloons? But the last word here has to go to Serbia. This is all sorts of unhinged brilliance wrapped up in a ball and presented to Europe on a platter, or more precisely in a washhand basin. I guarantee you, you'll be doing the hand movements by the end of tonight. And that's it for today. Enjoy tonight's semi-final and we'll be back with all the fallout from it next time. Until then, goodbye!
Now approaching Johannesburg, thank you for flying Air Afrikaans today. We look forward to seeing you on your return flight. Except you, fatty.